Rabbi Yirmiyah davened in back of Rav. Listen, Rabbi Yirmiyah kadimah kasha hichi obet hochi, had Rabbi Yirmiyah davened in back of his Rebbe, Dom Rav Yu, Dom Rav. Loi lo mal yispal lodom, loi keneged rabbi, not supposed to daven on the same side as your Rebbe, but loi yahura rabbi, not even in back of your Rebbe you can't daven. So how does Rabbi Yirmiyah daven in the back of Rav? That's the kasha. Betanya Rebbe Lezoina, Hamispalo Achura Rabbi, somebody davened in the back of his Rebbe, the Hanoisin Shalom the Rabbi, or else he gives Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe, which means, like Taisa says, Hanoisin Shalom the Rabbi, that means Piris Kishar Vine Yodim, Shaina Oimer Shalom Alecha Rebbe. You just say Shalom Aleichem to him, not like anybody else, that's also. The Rebbe is supposed to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So if you stand say Hanoisin Shalom the Rabbi, you stand say back aleichem shalom. You don't say aleichem shalom Rebbe, or else be achulik al yeshivotzay shal Rabbi. Or else be machulik on your Rebbe's yeshiva, which means if your Rebbe has a yeshiva, the Talmud does not let open up yeshiva right next to the Rebbe's yeshiva, unless the Rebbe gives rishus. But without rishus from the Rav, you're not allowed to open up your yeshiva next to your Rebbe's yeshiva. That's called Yecholik HaYeshivosa Shal Rabbi. V'yoyim HaDovar Shalai Shama Mipi Rabbi. And if you say something over in the name of your Rebbe, that your Rebbe never said it, is Gerim L'Shchinah Shetalek MiYisrael. All these things, if you do it, it's Gerim that the Shchinah goes away from Klai Yisrael. V'el Tekasha, how did Rebbe Yirmiyah daven in the back of his Rebbe? You're not allowed to daven in the back of your Rebbe. You gurm the Shekhinah to go away from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara, Shani Reb Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, the Talmud Chover Hevi. He wasn't really a Talmud from Rav. He was called a Talmud Chover. There's a lot of different shots on exactly what Talmud Chover means. Some learn that Metchila you learn from your Rebbe, but later the Talmud studies to be even greater than the Rebbe. So the fourth, since the Metchila learns from the Rebbe, he's called like a Talmud Chover. But it doesn't have to be Neu covered that much to his Rebbe, because right now like he's even greater, or at least at the same Madrega like his Rebbe is. The more right for this. Behind the Kamalei Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba the Rav. This is the way Reb Yirmiyah Rabba, when he spoke to Rav, he told him like this. Me bodless. Were you poisek from doing Malach on Erev Shabbos? We'll soon see the Maista was, where he was Mekabel Shabbos early, Erev Shabbos. So if you daven early, you have to plug a mincha, it's called Shabbos. So he asked him, did you stop doing malacha? Me bodless. Omalei, so Rav entered back in. Badilna, I stopped doing malacha. Since I was makabel Shabbos early on Erev Shabbos, as soon as I said Kabbalah Shabbos, I stopped doing malacha. Now the raya is, v'loi Omar, when Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba asked Rav, he didn't say, me bodu mar. Like you talk to your Rebbe, you spoke a nice lush in the cover, dig, me bodu mar. Like I said, Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? So since he just said, Mi Bodol, it's a Raya, Reb Yirmiyah didn't have to be Nei covered to Rav, because he wasn't really his Rabbi Muvik, he was like a Talmud Chov. So Rashi, Achure Rabbi, Nami Yuru, the Davin and Baki Rebbe, so also was the Mishum Yuru. So Taiz brings down another Pshat, is based on Torah, Shaniru Ki Mishtach for the Rabbi. It looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe if you're Davin and Baki Rebbe. Shalom the Rabbi, Rashi, Kishar Kol Odom, Shalom Alecha. If you just say Shalom Alecha, that's also. But that's the way you're supposed to. See, Rebbe is supposed to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. We'll soon see the Maisa. Rav was Makabel Shabbos early. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rav, Mi bodless mit hamlocha. Did you stop doing malocha already? Since you daven on Friday, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, did you stop doing malacha? And he answered back, yes, I stopped doing malacha. But again, it was the Raya is, well, Omar le mi bodu mar. He didn't take a Lashon cover to your Rebbe. Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? Shmamin ha Talmud cover heavy lay. He was a Talmud cover, and therefore he doesn't have to be knowing that much cover to his Rebbe. But for the Gemara, mi bodu, is it true that after Rav davened early on Friday with Makabel Shabbos, that he stopped doing malacha, he was makabel even the yichsa malacha? The Yomer Rabbi Avin, Pamachas his follow Rebbe, Shel Shabbos Erev Shabbos. One time Rebbe davened early, it's after Plag HaMinchon Erev Shabbos, he was makabel Shabbos, and after he davened Marv, he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, the Nichnas Lemerchat, and he went into the Merchat,
which on Shabbos is also to take a shower.
Especially a hot shower is also. It's also going to the Merchatz. And here he went into the Merchatz, the Yotza, then he came out of the Merchatz, the Shana Lon Tirkin, and then he gave us a shir and learned with us. The Yadayin Lech HaShechem.
And it wasn't yet Tzitzik HaChofen. So Chura, even though Rebbe davened Marav early, he was Mekabel Shabbos early, still you see he wasn't Bodo from Locho, he held the Smutza to go into the Merchatz, since it wasn't Tzitzik HaChofen yet.
So Chura, how could you say before he was Bodo from Locho? Amar Rovo, Hahu de Nichnas La'aziyah. Not that Rebbe went into the Merchatz, he didn't go to take a shower. Havada midrabbonin, it's also to take a hot shower on Shabbos. It's a gzera, maybe you come to boil up the hot water. So the bottom asked from taking a hot shower on Shabbos. That also. Here the mice was, he didn't go to take a shower even. He just went lazia, take a schwitz. He just went into the sweat room. He went, no, it's Nitro. He went lazia, just wanted to take a schwitz. He went into. The kodidom gzera heavy. And even though the rabbonin made a gzera not even take a schwitz on Shabbos, this was kodidom gzera. Therefore, it's true. As soon as he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos, also to do Malachis. But at that time, it was still mutter to go into the Zayah, take a Shvitz, but even on Shabbos you were allowed to. And so later, they made Xerah not even take a Shvitz. And the Xerah then was, because some people used to say, we're only taking a Shvitz going to their steam room, and really they went into the shower to take a hot shower. So Abonin asked them not even to go into the steam room, but then they shouldn't come to take a shower. So Rashi Lebeis HaMerchit, after they made two gzeiras, not to take a shvitz and not take a shower, the Shabbos terminum sech the Shabbos parakiros shesiku. The almo alpha gav ditzoli, even though Rebbe was mekabel Shabbos, loy bodo miyus Shabbos. He wasn't mekabel yis to melacha. It's a shaykh to have like a place for a kabbal Shabbos, a place for Shabbos, but not negay to melacha.
The gzeira on the pizza came first.
Right. On the Rav Lazia, Rashi Nichnas Lazia, Machmas Chaim Beis Hamerchas. For Leinos Malof Mayim, he didn't take a shower. He just wanted to take to go into the steam. So that was Mutter at that time. But Kaidim Zera, Achle Gosu Alazia. But the whole book that the Armenian could Yama Rav Lazia and Hoch Armenian, this is the Makor. That Rav has said is such a Gzera, a second Gzera to ask for even a Shvitz without taking the shower. Because the Gemara Eini, so we were saying now, that when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, you have to be Noyeg Yisrael Melacha also, so the more any Gefot Lua, not like that, for Abaya, Shori Le Rebbe Le Ravimi, Vali Voi Lechvure Sali. He was mad to him when they had baskets to put a nice smell into the basket. Now, if you have a fire going there, put like some into the fire, and let the smell go into the basket. That's called Lechvure Sali. Then Lechvure, this was after we davened Kabbal Shabbos already. So Chura, how could he do that? The after you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Shabbai Bosa. But Rashi, Lechburei Sali, La'ashen Oysan the Gophers, to make the smell come from Gophers, La'achar she's Falu Shal Shabbos, there are Shabbos. This after he was already Makabal Shabbos, he did this Malacha. So you see, you don't have to be Bodo for Malacha after Kabbalah Shabbos. And tomorrow there was a different Maestra. Ha'u too heavy. There the Kabbalah was Betoy. The drashi too so heavy. Like kibbalah lefeis the Shabbos mishas tefila midas. They didn't really mean to make an early Shabbos. Elo yoyim amunim hoye. It was a very cloudy day. Uksava chashecha. They thought it was mam mitzayt kechovim, and they daven mar because they thought it was Shabbos really. V'yachakach zorachachama. Then the clouds went away and the sun came out. It was still ba'ig yoyim. That's called the kabbalah b'toyis. That's not called the kabbalah. That's why he was still allowed to do melacha. But if somebody Yochid knows it's only Plaga Mincha and he's davening early, the halacha is that he's Makabo Malacha, he can't do Malacha either. Kredi Gemara, Otusa Mihadro, could you be Toyas, could you be Choyse? It's once you Makabo Shabbos. Could you be Choyse to say it's not called a good Kabbalah? Vo Omar Avidon, Pa Machas Nizkashru Shemayim Bogan. One time the sky got full of clouds. Kisvurim Om Leina Chashecha. The Elam thought already it's night, it says Kovim, it's already Shabbos. Who? Venichnusun the Beis HaKnesses, so the whole people went into Shul Vespaulu. Shom Meitsoi Shabbos to Shabbos. They daven Havdol, they daven Marav. Shom, it was Meitsoi Shabbos. They daven Marav and Meitsoi Shabbos. Venispazur Ovim, then the clouds went away. Vezorch Lachama, the sun came out. Ubo Vishol Roshebe, they went to ask Rebbe, what's Talocha? The Yomer, and he said, Hoyo, Vispaulu, Vispaulu.
since they already davened Marav, the Lachra, they don't have to daven Marav over again. So you see, even though they davened Betois, like if they would have known it was still Yom, they wouldn't have davened Marav. But because they thought it was Sesen Chazen. But since they davened, we said a tefillah is called the good tefillah. Now this Avad is talking about after Plaga Mincha. Like before Plaga Mincha treated Marav has no, you can't daven Marav then. But if after Plaga Mincha, then if you want to daven, you could daven. Because they thought it was really nice, that's why they davened. So the toys still we're saying the tefillah is called the good tefillah. So it's a kashan before the mice we say that the Kabbalah Shabbos the toys is not called the Kabbalah Shabbos. Harai you allowed to do malacha. So why is the tefillah marav called the good tefillah? And the Gemara Shani Tibur Shloim Matuchinim Lehu. The Torah says it's about Zundi Rekula for tefillah marav. About us only with the Rabbonim. And about the whole tefillah daven marav already, the Rabbonim were not matzav them to daven marav a second time. But really, the Kabbalah B'toris is not called the Kabbalah. Like if you daven on Friday, early Shabbos, why? Because you thought it's cloudy, it's dark already. You thought it's Lila. Then the clouds go away and really light. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos then. You're allowed to do Melacha. Because the Kabbalah B'toris is not called the Kabbalah. Just it's a special Kula that if you daven Marav early, it was after Plaga Mincha. So it could be Yotzi Marav then. So even though you daven Marav B'toris, but since the whole tzibur were together, daven marav, and it's only with the rabbanon marav, the rabbanon were not matuch you to daven a second time. The drashi hoyel v'spalu spalu, v'lo hitzrichim l'spalu m'shech ha-sheikh. This is the kasha. He didn't say they have to daven over again. Alma tefillah. You see, it's called a good tefillah. V'yaf al pish l'hutra b'mlocha. Even though they weren't mutter do melocha yet. Hosem hu d'loy lavra d'ivr terah. His feet didn't do malacha then. This was on my Tzoy Shabbos. If now it came out, it was still light. So treat them with the rice, it's still Shabbos now. Avad, you can't do malacha. Like even if you daven marav early, it's still too late. If you daven marav early on my Tzoy Shabbos, malacha you can't do till set chavim. Avolinian Tzoyis. Avagav, the Tzoyis have a Tzoyis too. But I call upon him to see. If you're Makabalist Tzoyis, still it's called the good Kabbalah at 8 Tzvilah. Hail the Yom Atfila Kabbalah. Since you daven Marav, it's called the good Kabbalah. So it's a Kasha Bayos. Why do we say an Erev Shabbos, you're still allowed to do Malacha? The Torah says the Kabbalah B'toyis is not called the Kabbalah. So the Mekabal Shabbos early B'toyis, you thought it was night, but really it's still day, it's not called the Kabbalah, you still do Malacha. It's only Bazundu Akulu with the whole Seber, daven Marav, they weren't masters to daven again. Ma'asheng Lalacha, if a Yochid does this, he has to daven Marav again. Let's say it's a very cloudy day. And you thought it's night, and you start to daven marav. And then the clouds go away, and you still have the light outside. Then you should daven marav a second time. Only a kula by a tzibur, they weren't matter of those tzibur to daven over again. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avi. Rav Soli shol Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rav used to be mekabel Friday Shabbos early. Rabbi Yashia matzli sol Motzoi Shabbos to Shabbos. It used to even daven Moitzoy Shabbos early, that means after Plaga Mincha. So Tais, yeah, you're allowed to. So Tais speaks out, Tzoli Shol Moitzoy Shabbos Yeshloim Adochi Marik Sheish Loi Tzorech Mitzvah, Lafet for Moitzoy Shabbos during Leches Lomo Tinnit. And then he wouldn't have time later, so it's a heter. But if Adem Etchilan Moitzoy Shabbos, you shouldn't daven Marav after Plaga Mincha daven early. Just if you have to, after Tzorech, go to a Milah, Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to daven marav even on my Tzoy Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. That's what Rabbi Yashia did. Matzi shol my Tzoy Shabbos for Shabbos. Now, Rav soli shol Shabbos era Shabbos. Rav was makabel Shabbos early. For the Gemara Shaila, Oimer kedusha lakoyf ayenay. Oimer kedusha lakoyf. Was he even allowed to make kiddush then in that time? If after Plaga Mincha, after daven marav, could he even make kiddush? Or maybe no kiddush he can't make. And the Havamina is. Really, you could daven early, like if Yehuda after Plaga Mincha is called Marav. But maybe Kiddush has to be on the Gufa Shabbos, and the Gufa Shabbos only starts from Laila Pesach Chavim. So the Gemara on Shmuel Mispal Odom Shol Shabbos Veres Shabbos V'Yoyma Kedusha Lakoyt. You know you even allowed to make Kiddush also. If you daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, the Lachari, you're allowed to make Kiddush also. And that's where he passed an offer. And the Pesach Rosh speaks out because the prophet says. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. It doesn't say Zocher bi Yom HaShabbos. It just says Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. Mashmi, even a little bit before Shabbos, you're also allowed to make Kiddush. That's why you're allowed to make Kiddush if you daven early. Rabbi Yashia Matli Shol Moitzoy Shabbos to Shabbos. Rabbi Yashia, like Christ says, he had a tzarech to go away with Bar Mitzvah.
So he was allowed to daven Marav early, even on Mitzvah Shabbos. Klet the Mara, Omer Havdol Alakos, Oyeno Omer Havdol Alakos, if he has to plug him in, if he daven Mitzvah Shabbos, is he allowed to make Havdol Alakos or not? Toshima, Yomer Yudom Mashmuel, Mispal Odom Shom Mitzvah Shabbos B'Shabbos. If you have to, you're allowed to daven Marav early, even on Mitzvah Shabbos, the Yomer Havdol Alakos, and you're even allowed to make Havdol Alakos. So the Tosfos Rosh speaks out that Avad the Ner had to do a melacha the Rais Abadi not allowed to do. Because Avad is still called Shabbos until Tosfos Chofen. Just if he's going to be on the road, like here, the first one's going to make a mila. He started to travel already. And he's afraid later on the road he's not going to be able to make Havdalah. You're allowed to make Havdalah now, right after you daven Marav, even though it's only after Plag Mincha. And the Havdalah is called the good Havdalah. For the same Svarah. Because Havdalah is also from the Pasuk Zohar of Yom HaShabbos. So we say you're supposed to be Zoicharit at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. So doesn't Badaf to say it has to be after Shabbos? Zohar at the end could be a little bit before, a little bit after. Just like at the beginning of Shabbos, you could do a little bit before Shabbos. Or then Havdalah could be even a little bit before Shabbos. You could also say Havdalah. You're right, Havdalah. Right, Zohar you can't do right. But the mitzvah Havdalah, you're already Zoicharit, you were Zohar at Yom HaShabbos, be Tziyosai. Right. But Ner, Abadi can't light the Ner, you can't do Malachi yet. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Loza, Omer Rab Chanina, Omer Rab Bitzad Omud Zer, by this place, his father Rab Yishmov Rab Yaisi, shall Shabbos Era Shabbos. If he was Mekabel Friday, Shabbos early. Saying later, he also davened Marav early. So the more Kiyos Ula, when Ula came, he said the Maisa was different. Omer Bitzad Tamra Heve, Esh Veloy Bitzad Omud. It wasn't stopped by this beam, it was by a tumar by a day tree. For Lo Reb Yishmol, Reb Yaisi Hevi, that wasn't the Maisa with him. Ela Reb Lezer, Reb Yaisi Hevi, it was different Maisa, Lezer, Reb Yaisi. And Vaisa, Lo Yishol, Shabbos, Ere Shabbos, it wasn't Friday, Davening early Hevi, Ela Shom Maisoi, Shabbos, Shabbos Hevi. Different Maisa, Gavmi. Different Maisa. Davin, Maisoi, Shabbos. Lagea, you have to stay over the right halacha, with the right members, you have to stay over. But that's the halacha, though, you're allowed to daven early, and you can make Kiddush also early. The halacha is brought down, even the Magen Avraham says, Lamaisa, if somebody wants to make Kabbalah Shabbos early, they have to plug a mincha. You want to make Kabbalah Shabbos and make Kiddush and eat. And then daven Marav late, you can do that also. It's the Magen Avraham.
What if you're Makabal Vitalis?
What?
What if you're Makabal Vitalis?
It's not called the Kabbalah we pass. The Torah is not called the Kabbalah.
Kiddush?
What, yes?
Is the Torah Kiddush a good Kiddush?
Stomach nuts? No. The Torah? Hey, that's if you didn't want to make early, you usually wait till Tzitz Chavim. And tonight it came cloudy, you thought it was safe, that's Gemara, the Torah is not called the Kabbalah. Right, the Tfilah Sarav Ein L'Kva. Mar of the Mishnah says has no Kva. For the Gemara, Ma Ein L'Kva, what's the Lashon has no Kviyas? Ilai Madi Boi Matzi Kula Laila. If it means you could daven Mar of the whole night time till Omer HaShachar. Or was it listed, Tfilah Sarav Kula Laila? Let it say. Ela Ma Ein L'Kva, Command the Yom HaTfilah Sarav Peshut. It means the past, and we hold Tfilas Arvis is only Rishut. As a Machlokes, Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Tfilas Arvis. What's the law of Tfilas Arvis? Rav Gamliel Loim Achayva. It's a Chiyuv to Davin. Rav Yeshua Loim Rishut. Omer Abaya, law of Kedivra Yom Achayva. That's what Abaya says. For Rava Amano, halacha Kedivra Yom Rishut. And we always pass in Abaya of Rav, we pass like Rava. The halacha is Marv is only called Rishut. Now what does that mean, Rishut? Faith speaks out to him. Halacha Kedivra Yom Rishut. Lav dafka shus. It doesn't mean if you want to, yes. If you don't want to, you can not daven. And like the previous Leah Alfei said before, the kachnit reshus levatal avur mitzvah cheres averis. But the second phrase in the parak said that avad is tamazah. You have to daven marav. It just means if you're busy doing another mitzvah, you don't have to stop doing something else to say, oh, it comes my marav. You're allowed to do something else. It's only if you're very tired you can miss marav. But mitchilah, for no reason, avadi can't miss marav. That's why the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that if you didn't daven marav, it says shachris daven two times. So it says, we pass in marav is a rishus. So if you didn't daven it, what do you have to daven two times shachris for? So what if you didn't daven? That's why it says, avadi mitchilah, you're supposed to daven marav every night. It just means that if something else is very important taking place, you have a right to miss marav. Haino agabi mitzvah cheres, v'yaveres, the other means, tibcha tzvils arvim v'mifnehel. Havol achina menu levatla. But stam, not to daven marav, about you're supposed to daven marav every night.
What's the nafshin between marav, shachris, and mincha then? I mean, there's tashlumen and obviousness.
No, look, I've been saying, if you're doing something else that's very important for Shachris, you have to stop and daven Shachris. The Mincha, you have to stop. Marav, you don't have to stop. Right. So, Kitzitz and Matlekes, you have the Gamliel, and you have Yeshua. If it's a Chayva or a Rishu. So, the more famous, Maisi, a Tanar Rabbonim. Maisi, the Talmud, Echa, Chabolof, and you have Yeshua. Omalei. Tfilis, Avris, Rishu, the Chayva. The Talmud, yes, and Yeshua, what's the Lacha? Omalei, Rishu. That's the Yeshua, like you said before, he passes Rishu. Volafer of Gamliel. The Maisi came in front of the Gamliel. The Tchidr of Gamliel was the Rosh Yeshiva, he was the Nasi, and the Gamliel Vice President at Steichetem, Midas, the Veshama is a very stark person, said the Gamliel. Omalei, Volafer of Gamliel, so the Talmud now came in front of the Gamliel. Omalei, Tzilus Arvis, the Shus Vachayza, he asked of the Gamliel, the Shalom now, what's the Locha? Is it a Shus or it's a Chayza? Omalei, Chayza, Yishno, it's called the Chayza. Omalei, so the Talmud asked him, I, Valoy of Yeshua, Omalei, Rishus, I, this other Rav of Yeshua, told me it's Rishus. Omalei, so the Gamliel got angry. Yeshua, you didn't think on me. So the Gamliel said like this, Hamtin, let's wait, Ashi Yichmus, Tumal, it's Reisim, the Beis HaMedrash. Until all the Tamidic Chachomim come into the Beis HaMedrash. So Drashi, Baal, it's Reisim, that means Chachomim, Hamanatchim, Zeh, Malocha. That they fight one another, the Halocha, that's called Baal, it's Reisim. So he's right till the Beis HaMedrash gets filled up. Kishinichmus, Tumal, it's Reisim, when all the Tamidim came into the Beis HaMedrash, Omat HaShoel. So the Gamliel let this Talmud get up and ask this question again. The Shoel, and the Talmud is in front of everybody. What's the law? Tfilas Avos Rishus Chayva. Omalei of Gamliel Chayva. He said, Rav Gamliel says the Chayva. Omalei of Gamliel Chomet. Rav Gamliel now told the Chomet. Klum, is there anybody? Klum Yeshodim Shechilet. The dog is there. Is there anybody that argues on me that holds it's not called the Chayva? Omalei of Yeshua La. Did he say yes to Yeshua? He said no. Nobody thinks on you. And then Yeshua was nichtus and Rashid and said, I don't think on you. Omalei, Rabbi Gamliel said no. Valei mishmecha, Omalei, I, the Talmud, told me in your name of Yeshua. The Rishus, that you yourself said that's Rishus. Omalei, Yeshua. So the Gamliel told Yeshua, Amoy daraglecha, stand up. The Yidubo, and tell me, Adis, what do you say? Do you say it's Rishus? Is there the Chayva? Is Omer de Bishua, Bishua had to get up, like he was embarrassing the Bishua. Omer de Bishua, Ragla Viyama. The Bishua said like this. Emoli anichai, if I was alive, who made, and the Gamliel was dead already, Yochel achai lachish et me. It's possible I could be machis and say, I never said it was Bishua, so I still say it to Chayva. Aber v'yachshav shanichai v'uchai, but now that I'm alive and Gamliel is still alive, heich yochel achai lachish et achai. How could I be Makish Tachai? Now, if he was Maida, that I take a hold, it's called the Rishus. Trashi Heich Yochol Achai, how could the living one, Lahakish Tachai, Al Korchi Anitzar of Lahodis, I have to be Maida to you, Rabbi Gamliel, Shemata Le Rishus, that I take a Paschin, it's the Rishus. Because the first of Yeshua was Mechorot on the Rosh Shiva, the last of Rabbi Gamliel. His Hori Rabbi Gamliel, Yoshe Vedairus, the Maestu was, Rabbi Gamliel continued saying his Rosh. We have Yeshua Oymed Daraglis. He made him stand up the whole time. He didn't let him sit down. All the people got disgusted already. They told the Maturgman, the Mother Rashid used to say a shir, and there was a Maturgman there interpreting to the rest of the Talmidim. So Talmidim now told the Maturgman, keep quiet, don't say anymore. Amoy, be quiet. The Omud, and he kept quiet. Amri, the Talmidim now said to Gamliel, Atkamo Nitzare. Till how long are you going to be Messiah of Yeshua? The Nazar. How long is this going to go on? It was 3 months already that you, Rav Gamliel, are the Messiah of the Mavayish of Yeshua. Rosh Hashanah Ishtik Tzare. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, you were Messiah of him. The Drashi was a mice, famous mice. Also, the Drashi Ishtik Shana Shavu of Rosh Hashanah. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Shomolai Goizer Ani, Olecha Shetovi Etzid Amaklachov Masecha, Vyem HaKippur Shechaliyas Cheshbonecha. With the machlokes, how do you make the cheshbon when your kippah comes out? According to Rabbi Yeshua, it comes out on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it came out the next day. So the Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, you think it's your kippah today? I want you to come to me with your pockets, with your money, like you show him you were wrong. That's what he made such a gzeir upon him. Right, there was one meister. Bibchoris, another meister, was in Sechem Chorus, a meister to Reb Tzadik. There was a meister to Rashim Chorus, Sechem Chorus, meister to Tzadik. Bibchoris to Reb Tzadik. Heavy lay b'chbuchu, so they had a b'chur. The yom of Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, amoda raglechet yochi. Same meister. Was it a momayda? Was it a good moment? Not a good moment. The same shalom. Machlokes. Then Gamliel called Yeshua, stand up in front of everybody. Hochi nami, sirei. Now the third time, you might be mitzar of Yeshua. He makes him stand up for nothing. His Torah and Navri. The Chura, they said, let's get rid of this Rosh Hashiva. We're going to take Rav Gamliel, make him Moshe Rosh Hashiva. So at the Gemara, man, Nukum, late, but who's going to take him the place of Rav Gamliel? Is Nukum Le Yeshua, Mal Mais to heaven. And no, Nukum Le Yeshua, the Chura, let's put up Yeshua, he's a Chosh of a Mensch. Have the Gemara, Mal Mais to heaven. No, you can't do it. Since Rav Gamliel could say it was Mechuluk Rav Yeshua, it's not nice to put up Rav Yeshua. So Drashi, why not? Drashi, Bal Mais to heaven, the heaven of Gamliel, Tzaret Fei. If you're going to put Rabbi Yeshua in our Shiva, your mom is going to make Rabbi Gamliel Eis Mensch. If this time you take Rabbi Gamliel Eis Nasi, it was like the same Shemayim. The old, he wasn't a good Rosh Shiva anymore. But to take the other one who was Mechulet with, make him Rosh Shiva, that's going to be too much a patch in the face to Rabbi Gamliel. So as they write, we can't do it. Is Nukmei Rabbi Kiva, let's make Rabbi Kiva Rosh Shiva, but the more name Dilma Onish Lein. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel will give him a Kola, give him an Onish. Why? The less place Chus of it. The Bekiva didn't have any schusavim. Rashi was Dilma on the Shavu Gamliel. So we can't put the Bekiva Rosh Hashiva connected to Rabbi Gamliel. El Nukman Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Let's make him Rosh Hashiva. Why? The Huchachim is a very smart person. The Usher is a rich person. The Asir really Ezra. He has a lot of Yichus. He's a 10th generation down from Ezra. So the Mar Huchachim, he's a Chachim Dimakshalei Mepharakhlei. Rabbi Gamliel is going to ask him many kashyas. He's a Bekachim. He'll be able to answer him back. The Usher is rich. The king, the Caesar there, will tell him, come and you have to give us money, like I'll take you from being Rosh Hashiva. After was Lepolach, he'll have money to pay off. He wouldn't have to move out himself from being Rosh Hashiva. Well, I feel Ezra, he's a 10th generation from Ezra. He says Chosovis. He's not going to be afraid that Gamliel will give him a klala because he has Chosovis. Well, I must initially, he can't give him a klala. Also, the Omrule, so they went to ask Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Nichalei Lamar, the Lehavi Resh Masifta. He asked you, do you want to become Rosh Hashiva? Omrule, the first thing he answered back was, Ezov Yimlich Vin Shebeis, I have to ask my wife. The first thing he has to ask the wife, which should be Maskim now. But I said to become Rosh Hashiva, you're not going to be home too often, he's very, very busy. You have to first get the shoot from your wife. Also, the Yimlich Vin, so he went to ask his wife. Omrule, she answered back, Dilma Mavriu Nacho. You want to be Rosh Hashiva? Maybe you only be Rosh Hashiva for 1-2 days. And later, Chveshem Gamliel with his Chochma will tell them, I want to be, they'll make him back Rosh Hashiva. So it's not Kedai to be a Rosh Hashiva for 1 day just. Omrule, he answered back and looked at the Vayano. Mishtamish Inish Yoy Machad Vikisa the Mukrit is a Moshul. People say, it's Kedai to act like a very rich person, Mechubadika person, 1 day, will Mokhul Litfor, even though tomorrow this big glass will break. Hey, so if you act like a Mechubadik person for 1 day, it's also Kedai. So I'll be Rosh Hashiva for 1 day, it's also Kedai. Exactly what this means, I don't know. Maybe the wife said, maybe they'll make you work for Rosh Hashiva soon. Oh my Lord, Yoy Mechoda, the Kisa de Mukri. Even 1 day you have a very rich Mechubadik Kais, or Lamacha Lisper, and tomorrow break, still is Kedai. It's Kedai. On relation, came a different time. Les Lechor Chayuta, you don't have a white beard. Well, since he was only 18 years old, you're too young to be Rosh Hashiva. They're not going to listen to you. You have to be an alpha yid. Who yaimas of Gemara about Timni, sorry, Shani Heavy. That day he was only 18 years old, the Blood of Benazariah. Is Rosh Lanisa Nes Apentin, the Ahad relay, Timni, sorry, 18, Dori Rose, Chiyurta of white hair. His 18 rows of white hair came into his beard that night. The kid's beard became white. And Hainu, the comer of Loza ben Azayin, the Mishnah before we had, Harayani Kiven Shivim Shonim. I look now as if I'm 70 years old. Olay Ben Shivim Shonim. He wasn't really 70. Really, he was only 18 years old. So that night, the next happened, his beard, face turned so white as if he's 70 years old. And then the person says, like the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi went into him, that Shmuel HaNavi was 52. So 18 and 52 is 70. That's why he says he's like 72. So the mice was to Oisahayim. So they made him Rosh Hashiva. He became. When he became Rosh Hashiva, he was a very easy man. So Kul Hashem Rafet, the first thing was he took away the guard to the door of the Beis Medrash. He says, Gamliel didn't let anybody come into Shiva. We'll soon see. The Nitnu Lem Rishus Tamidim Likonis. He said, whoever wants to come in today at the Beis Medrash to learn, to come in. Shoy Rabbi Gamliel. Before, when Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh Hashiva, Machris used to say, he scream out like this, Yenga. Called Talmud, Shein Teichot Kivorui. If his inside is not as pure and clean as if it's outside, he didn't let him come in. Lo Yikonas Abayis Medrash, can't come in to learn. you're phoning or you don't act the way you're supposed to, he didn't let them in. He's very stark on the Gamliel. Now, when your beloved Nevi took over, he said, anybody can come in. So the Gemara, who yoyma that day, he traced three kamis to Soli. A lot of new chairs came into the base medrash. It means a lot of new Talmidim came in. On the Machlekes, some Rabbi Yechanan, Pligibo Abba Yosef, then do story, Rabbonis. Machlekes, how many new Talmidim came in that day? Chadoma, he traced three Abba Meyesa Soli. They came in, 400 new chairs came in. Hey, 400 new Talmidim came in that day to learn. The Chadoma, 700 new Talmidim came in to learn. When Gamliel saw this, so many new Talmidim coming in, he felt very bad. Omar, he said, Dilma chas v'sholem, monati term Yisrael. Maybe I did wrong. I stopped people from coming and learning. I was so stuck, I didn't let anybody come in. I didn't realize it. Is that Gemara achtilei b'chalmei, in his dream that night, they showed him chat v'chiyura, a white basket, the moly kitna, that's full of ashes, full of smoke. In other words, they meant to show him that the new Talmidim came in, not worth anything. Don't feel so bad. They're only smoke. Abizakti Gemara of Elohi. Really, no, it's not true. Really, Avada, the media of your beloved and Azai is Emes. You're supposed to let everybody come in. No.